What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Got a good episode for you here today. The topic is courage training. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion. So I have been in these conversations over and over and over again lately about breaking through the fear, breaking through obstacles, breaking through anxiety, how to deal with fear, and all these different things. And I just want to keep coming at you with ideas because as I was going through my life and doing what I do, I know I sound outgoing, and I know a lot of you kind of see me and you think, yeah, he's an outgoing guy. The truth is I'm actually an introvert with extrovert tendencies. I'm an introvert with extrovert tendencies, meaning, you know, the way I recharge my battery is to disconnect from, being outgoing and talking to people and that kind of thing. So the outgoingness, I guess you could call it, that you hear is really a trained muscle that has been trained over time through modeling, through who I hang out with, through exercises that I do, some exercises that I'm gonna share with you on this podcast right now. And there's ways that you can develop courage. I mean, right now, are there situations in your life where you need to go for it? And you're just a little bit afraid that you know, going for it might mean failure. Is there areas in your business maybe where you know you should be picking up the phone and making a call to that big wig or something, and you're like, well, I'm just kind of afraid of that conversation? Are there certain conversations that you should be having, but you don't because you're just afraid of the consequences that might come up? You know, fear comes up in our life a lot. It's a basic thing in our DNA. It's kind of helped us get where we are as a species, as the human species, right? Is, you know, the bush ruffles over there and we're like, oh my gosh, there might be a saber-toothed tiger. We should have this fear mechanism pop up and be ready for that. You know, I shouldn't go out into the ocean because there should be that fear of, you know, if I try to get from here over to that island and I go through the ocean, there's danger involved in that. And I'm afraid that I might not be able to get to that island. I might, you know, the whatever kind of mechanism of boat or whatever might sink and I might die. There might be a whale. There might be a serpent. I don't know, but something might happen. And we all have these serpents in our life. We all have these dragons that we need to slay. And I want to give you a very solid strategy to increase your level of courage in your life, or your bravery, your ability to face the fear and break through and do it anyways. I do this on a daily basis. I try to make it a habit to do this exercise that I'm about to give you at every single day. And sometimes there's really big ones, and then there's, you know, small kind of exercises, because I believe that repetition is the mother of skill. I believe that as you know, training is just another word for repetition. So the more you train the muscle of courage, the more courage you're going to have. Most people never work it out. They go through every single day of their life and they come up to the thing of fear that they fear and they back away from it. They come up to the thing of fear and they back away from it every single day. And what they've done is they've developed this habit of, I go to break through the fear and I back away. So how the heck, if you've got something in your life where you are facing this fear, or maybe you're just a little bit, maybe you don't want to call it fear, right? Maybe it's nervousness. Maybe it's anxiety. Whatever you want to call it. How, David, do I break through the fear and do it anyway? Because, you know, if you look at the most successful people in any industry, the difference between the most successful people in any industry and the rest of the people in that industry comes down to, you know, they all do the same, they face the same thing. You know, should I make calls? Then the rest of the people don't do it. The difference is the top 1%, the top 5% do it anyway. They fear it and they just go for it. Right? Like, I remember speaking my first time in front of 5,000 people. And because I had been doing these exercises that I'm about to give you, I was able to just walk up and do it. And people were like, have you ever done that? And I'm like, no. They're like, you did amazing. I'm like, I had no fear around it because I've just trained that muscle of courage. And then, you know, that would given with some mindset tools, which I'm hopefully, you know, if you've been following the podcast, you've been getting some of these and putting them in your life. I've been getting amazing feedback from a lot of you guys. But without further ado, I want to give you the exercise I'm talking about, okay? And it's essentially called courage training. Courage training, where I will make it a point to do things that are uncomfortable that I fear. And this started, you know, if I'm being transparent about this, started back in high school. You know, it is one of the most terrifying things for a young man in high school to come up with the idea that, you know what, I think I'm going to ask that girl out. Like, talk about putting fear right in front of somebody's face. That, you know, from my perspective as a young man growing up, that was terrifying. And I realized if I'm ever going to be able to ask a girl out to the prom or to the dance or whatever it is, I need to be able to actually do it rather than just doing this stuff in my head. And so the exercise I want you to do is something that I did back then, but I didn't really have a framework for it. Now I have a framework for it, and I kind of still do it every single day, and it's this. Every single day, I want you to do something that makes you nervous, but you do it anyway. I'll give you a great example. Because the muscle of courage is the same muscle everywhere. So like if you are going to go talk in front of 5,000 people, that's the same muscle that needs to be executed as the muscle of when you are going to go say hi to a stranger. It's the same muscle. And so I want you to consider this. I want you to do something every single day. And I'd like you to break out your journal for this. I'd like you to write down three things, just everyday things that would make you nervous or scare you. Now, I'm not talking like, oh, going 200 miles an hour around a curve. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, racing and all that kind of. I'm talking about, like, something as simple as, for a lot of people, walk up to a stranger, put out your hand, and say, hi, my name is, and just tell them your name. Hey, how you doing? I'm David. That could be terrifying for most people. It's not a network setting. It's just extremely random. What I like to do is I like to kind of like, you know, I'll be driving along and I'm like, this is going to be really I like these uncomfortable moments. And I will be in my car at a stoplight. I'll look at the person next to me and I'll tell them to roll down their window. And they'll roll down their window and I go, how you doing? And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, are you having a good day? And I'll just literally start having a conversation with them. Now, is that weird? Maybe, but I'm working out that courage muscle. What is it for you? Do something every single day that scares you a little bit. And as you do that every single day, you'll start to work that courage muscle. And then building up courage, getting the courage to do something becomes easier and easier and easier and easier. That way, when you go to face your dragon, you've got muscle, you've got endurance, you've done training on this. But most people don't take the time to train the courage part of them. You already have courage. We just need to train it. It just needs to be worked on. Just like you would go to the gym to work on your muscles, you need to work on your courage. So you do a little bit of that every single day. So where in your life are you hesitating that you know you should be breaking through? I want you to write that down. And then I want you to write down in your journal, what three things are you going to do every single day that push you out of your comfort zone? Something silly. Even if it was just, I'm going to go talk to three random people and, you know, with no context for it, I'm just going to walk up, shake their hand and say, my name is blank. How are you doing today? Great. I'm going to have a conversation with them. It's going to be totally awkward. It's going to be great. And just be fearless about the consequences. And the reason I keep bringing that particular thing up is because that one changed my life. You would be shocked at what one simple hello can do for your life. You have no idea who is walking around in your neighborhood, who is walking around at your grocery store, who is walking around at your kid's sports game. You have no idea. I'll bet you every single day are around somebody who's going to help you make your next $1 million or your first $1 million. They're already in your life. But if you don't break through and have the courage to go say hello and have a simple hello that can lead to a million things, then you're not going to get there, okay? So I hope this episode gave you a lot of value. If you know somebody else that could use this, I would really, really appreciate if you pass it on. I am extremely grateful for you spending the time here. If you have not come and said hi on Facebook and Instagram, would you please come over and direct message me and say hello? just so I can know you're listening, getting a lot out of this. Until next time, go out there every single day, be brave, be fearless, and go find a way to win.